I've been saying to people for so many years, good luck with all that green juice. Good luck with all that gluten-free. They're poisoning the air you're breathing. They're poisoning the water that you're drinking. They're poisoning the food you're eating unless you have enough money that every single thing you eat is from some kind of top-notch, organic, purified of all artificial flavors, et cetera, store or product. And so today we are realizing, and I think this is happening, that we are realizing that you cannot separate the me from the we. You can't protect the me for very long if you're not addressing the we. That at a certain point, no matter what the public issue is, it will get to your private door. There are so many ways, and I think that this has been true, to be honest, within the health and wellness community. Sort of siloed ourselves over here. It's been more convenient. We didn't want to have to do with all this toxic stuff out there and politics and so forth. But we now realize that pandemic is a perfect example. Anything that is disharmonious in the larger world is now going to touch all of our lives. When I said earlier that meditation helps the physical body, one of the reasons it not only is healthy for the physical body, one of the reasons it is also healthy and helpful for the collective is because it's one thing to accept, you know, we've talked about these two pillars. Who am I and what am I here for? Those are the two existential questions. You handle that, your life is going to be so much better in any situation. Who am I in this situation and why am I here? And if you go, I am an individualized expression of the love that heals all things, and I'm here to extend that love. I'm not here to think about just what I'm going to get. I'm here to think about what I'm going to give. I'm not just here to think about myself. I'm here to think about everyone else. I'm here to be an immune cell in this wounded body of humanity. Then the issue is not only knowing that, but meditating every day as a way of receiving your instruction. In the Course in Miracles, it says that every morning we're to pray, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say and to whom? Somebody was putting in the chat just now about eating meat. Industrialized animal farms is a perfect example. It is insane. It is non-loving. It is cruel. So we should not be surprised. It is unhealthy for the body. We have behaved without reverence to animals. We've behaved without reverence to the earth. We behave without reverence to children. We behave without reverence to other, just to the concept of other people on the planet, reverence to our own bodies. And therefore, we are experiencing both on the mental level of our own traumas, as well as on the physical level of our bodily illnesses. We are experiencing the breakdown, the sickness, and the disease that are simply a reflection of the places within our own minds where we have deviated from our collaborative function. It is in remembering who we are. Now, in a religious and spiritual sense, the Course in Miracles says that you think you have many different problems, but you really only have one, and that is your separation from God. In any given moment, who am I? Why am I here? And when we apply that, not only to our individual behavior, but to our collective behavior, there's no reason public policy can't be an expression of love. It's pretty simple. The part of the game is they try to make it like it's complicated. It's actually not. You see a hungry child, you feed them. You see an uneducated child, you educate them. You see a person not given a fair shot in an educational or economic system, you fix that. You treat people with justice and you treat people with mercy. And you act humbly before some higher power. That is as relevant to our collective behavior, which is all the political policy is, as to our individual selves. And we don't deny it when it comes to our individual lives, and we should stop denying it when it comes to our collective lives. And all of the people who say, oh, you can't act that way because your economy wouldn't be healthy, as though it's healthy now. Because all that that does is to protect a system where 1% of people are living pretty well. And all of us know, if you're in that club, boy, life's good. Not enough people can get into the club right now. And that's not just dangerous, it is sick and it is unsustainable. It's as though all the blood in the body was in one arm. Blood has to circulate, and so does money, and so does opportunity. And when blood circulates, and when there's intelligence of the brain and intelligence of the heart working together, guess what? You have a healthier body. And when we allow opportunity to circulate, and justice to circulate, and mercy to circulate, and reverence to circulate, and care for the young, you know, any woman who's been pregnant can tell you, there's a really strange experience you have when you carry a child. It is so clear that nature favors the baby. And if your bladder has to get pushed over, your bladder's gonna get pushed over. You can feel it viscerally that that nature is supporting that new life. And when we are aligned with natural thinking in the society, we look at children the same way. When there's nothing sicker than withholding opportunities from your young. Look at any species. And it's worth noting that in every species, one of the characteristics of any mammalian species that thrives and survives is the fierce behavior on the part of the adult female when she senses a threat to her cubs. So women should be leading the charge. Get those chemicals out of the food, get those pesticides out of there, regenerative agriculture, everything else that's needed to get the carbon emissions out of the air, all of the things that at this point we all know. Now, the issue is, will the immune system set in? You know, the body can take a large amount of assault and injury and sickness if the immune system is healthy. And a civilization can take a lot of assault and injury too if the immune system is healthy. One of the reasons we have so many problems in our society is because we have not been healthy immune systems, you and I. The individual cells, the individual citizens have not kept our eyes on the ball. We have been distracted from the issues of we because we've been trained to be malignant in that sense. It's all about me. It's all about me. Well, it's not just all about you in the body or in the civilization. But we're awakened. There's an awakening now. And I think the immune system is being activated, but it's an all hands on deck, all systems breakdown, all system solution type of moment. So I'm grateful to have this opportunity to speak into this listening, knowing that there's so much information here. You know, that's the thing that's so profound today. Each and every one of us has a passion for a place where we could serve, where we could help enliven and awaken. And each and every one of us, because of events like this, and because of the proliferation of this kind of material, also are getting the information we need about food, about all of the things that we need to have healthier bodies, to have healthier souls. And now it's our job to go out and to create a healthier society.